When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, on Monday yesterday, Lainey Kazan had a birthday. She's in the desert a lot. She performs at Oscars, and she spoke at our travel club. Wonderful singer. Okay, Dan, you got to help me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We need a lyric.
Yeah.
I've been so many places in my
past. I'm a fool to want you.
I'm going to guess that's the title. Is it?
Yeah, oh, very good.
It helps when she sings. When she sings the title.
In the open.
Now, this is the second song this week that Rick has played, and it's this gentle, beautiful, sultry lady.
Yeah.
She can dish it out, too.
I am a big fan. Yes. Big good. Fan. Her singing and her acting.
Yes. My Big Fat Greek, Greek Wedding.
I mean, she is just
and
brilliant.
The associate with Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
She's precious.
There's a line from Big Fat Greek Wedding okay. that I still do all the time when she's handed a bundt cake by her future mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, say it.
And she keeps saying, a bundt.
A bundt cake. And then she puts a flower.
It's a cake.
Puts a flower in the
flower
middle.
In it. It's brilliant.
Joey Pals, do you know who that is? That is the voice of Dan with two N's, Foley, from Foleystonette with two N's and two T's. All of it. What is it that you do, she asked.
Oh, my goodness. We are an interior design firm based right here in downtown Palm Springs in the Design District. But we work with clients both residential and hospitality all over North America, Europe, Asia.
All over the world.
All over the world, yeah. Keeps us busy and keeps me out of trouble, I like to say.
That's interesting. You know, we know each other a long time.
A long time.
Love your spirit. Love your design sense. Wish I had it.
Oh, please.
Do people have similar tastes? If it's mid-century modern that we're so fond of here,
yeah.
Do they do that in Kosovo?
You know, they do. This idea of design being sort of themed is what we've become over the last number of decades. And so our job, my job as a designer, is to take that idea. Okay, for example, I love mid-century. What I like to do is sort of eliminate the common denominators and forget about the kitsch. So let's make personalized decisions. You can say I love mid-century, but then I want to know who you are and what it means to you so that we can make choices which are more personalized and more special as opposed to, oh, yes, I have that table too. Oh, yes, I know that chair. That's what I try and do. And so we talk about decorating or design themes as just a beginning point to figure out what we're going to do for our clients.
I can understand every word you said. I'm so happy. So pleased. I got it.
It's just decorating.
It was
not
plain
brain surgery.
English. Get it? Wait.
English.
Plain English. Now, what if someone doesn't know what their theme might be? You must be psychiatrist.
Well, I really am, right? And I talk about that a lot with clients, and we've done that over so many years now. One of the easiest ways for me to figure out who someone is, if they don't have a clue, is we always say, let's look at your wardrobe. Let's get in your closet.
Oh.
Let's see what you wear. Let's see what you love. If you have those go-to colors, go-to patterns, that's a great starting point.
You've seen my closet.
I have.
It's all red. Red and black.
But it's all over the place, yeah. Too. It's very eclectic,
it's
like
all,
you.
What it really is, my darling, is all different weight sizes.
Well, and your closet is big enough to hold it all, I must say, too.
You know why? That's an illusion. It's just that it's so organized.
I think you're right, because I can go into a lot of closets, and when they're big enough, yes, we call them dressing rooms at that point.
Yes.
But without order, it's always too small and too crowded and too cluttered.
Have you found that people who have a small apartment tend to keep it neater? A bigger apartment, they throw things around because they think it won't show? Or did I make that up?
You know what? I'm not going to agree with you on that one, only because I think it comes down to the individual.
Okay.
Because you can be very organized and orderly in 10,000 square feet, just as you can be in 500. I always say to clients, it doesn't matter how big the house gets. You're always one room and one closet short. So when somebody who we're working with who might have a 10 or a 12 or a 14,000 square foot house says that to me, I always say, oh, geez, honey.
Always say it again. One closet and one room short.
And I always say, you can complain about that to me, but please don't say it outside of this room because everyone else is just going to hate you. I understand.
What do you do when that's the case?
Well, you know what it comes down to is that idea of one more room or one more closet it's about having things really right there with you. So a master bedroom suite, let's say, can be enormous. It can have his and her dressing rooms and his and her bathrooms and a sitting room and all of these things. But if you also don't have your luggage in a closet right in that same space, if you have to go outside of that room or downstairs or across the house to get your suitcases, that's when you say, oh, if only I had one more closet, one more room. So it's about organizing at that point.
Do you think you can teach that?
We do every single day. Yeah, because it's not so much teaching them how to do it better. It's helping them to organize what they have so that they can access it easier. That makes you feel like you have more space.
And you know what it is? My therapy, you know me a long time. I always, when I teach these classes, under the umbrella of Dan Foley.
With my blessing.
With my blessing. I say start with something you can control. Your purse.
Yes.
Your junk drawer.
Yes.
You know, start with something little.
Yes.
Don't go in and say, well, I'm going to redo this wing of the
whole
house,
honey.
Yeah.
I always say to people who say, oh, gosh, I don't know where to start. I'm so, you know, crazy about this. I don't know where to begin.
That's very true.
I always
true.
Say, start at your front door.
I love it. I wrote that
right?
down. You
we talked about
that.
That before. Clean that front mat. Check it. Clean your door. Clean the bulbs. Make sure your pots are fresh.
You
do
know
those
what
things.
I did after you told me that?
Yes.
You know my big old wooden door
I
that
do.
Sunny Cool Cat jumps in and out of? Don't ask. I took Q-tips to the corners.
Absolutely.
I've lived
what
there
a difference.
28 years. Nobody's probably ever done
no,
that.
I bet they haven't.
Or will do it again.
I haven't done that, I'm sure. The other thing that I say is after you're done with that, and by the way, these tips are free of charge, and
yes.
they don't cost you anything.
And I pointed it out to everybody who came through the front door. Look at
yes.
those corners.
And then
how
go
clean
inside.
They are.
Go inside and make your bed.
Oh, well,
making
I always do
your
that.
Bed. You'd be surprised how many don't. I can't believe people invite me into their homes and then show me unmade beds.
Make your bed.
I tell people that making your bed every day will change
your life. What is that, rebellion
life.
Against your mother?
I think it is.
But Mother's Day was 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Make
I
your
think it's
bed.
A lot of people, you know, we all complain about not having enough time, being under stress, under pressure. But this is one of those things that's actually a stress reliever. To come home to a made bed.
Hello,
to
house.
Get into it at night, yes. knowing you're turning the covers down. This is a stress reliever, and it takes 2 minutes.
Make
if
your,
that.
I can't believe you've been in people's homes
oh.
that want your design advice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when they go into their bedroom with you, the bed is not
unmade.
Made.
I would venture to say more times than not.
Honestly.
How do you like that one? Not when I'm done with them.
Take a
they
report
know better.
Card with you. Take a
you
report card.
I don't
door,
let them get away with it after the fact.
Bed. Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's really simple. And I also say that because if you're talking about or thinking about wanting to make these changes in your home to your decor and your design, this is a place that not only you can start for free, but it gives you an opportunity to then to begin to focus. Focus on what is it that I want? What do I want to do? What do I want to accomplish? What do I like about this space or not about that space?
And it'll make you feel like you have a semblance of control.
Yes.
We talked
control.
About, let me see if I've organized this. Dan with two N's Foley. But I hear you at home. We're going to tell you how to contact him. Hang on. Curtain number one, we talked about his design impact that's all over the world and how he believes in making personalized decisions within the framework of a theme. Mm-hmm. Curtain number two, he is a self-appointed psychologist and therapist. Curtain number three is my favorite. He believes in being organized and teaching you how to be because you'll always be one closet and one room short. And he says, start for free with your front door
and
your
bed.
Make your
ding,
bed.
Ding, 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 ding. You really learned it today.
I did.
You get a star.
I want to put it up on joeyenglish.com correctly.
Well, it is true. These are simple things. They're things that won't cost you any money. And they will not only change your life today, but they will help you to start focusing on the things that you really do want to change, where maybe you need some help, whether it's a contractor or a decorator or designer.
That would be you.
That would be me.
Do you find the person that you teach these tips to, for lack of a better word, is usually the mom in the house? Do you do it to husbands and wives together? How do you?
We do it. We definitely do it to both. I would say
more...
the wives or the mothers, they're probably more in tune, and we're going to be more directly working with them. Absolutely. But we change their lives completely. And so the husband doesn't have a choice but to get dragged along.
I get it.
And so it's important. But what I find at the end of the day is that both parties, husband and wife, are changed, and they're changed for the better, and that they're grateful.
Yes.
Because now, although sometimes a husband will look at me and say, you know, I really hate you now because now I can't look at anything the same way again. And it costs me money.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
But okay. It's true. We teach people to look at things differently than they're used to. That is the sort of ultimate goal or the ultimate gift that we give to our clients.
Be flexible.
A different set of eyes.
Oh, we're out of time, dear. I know the website. Foleystinette, STINNETTE.com. What's the phone number?
Phone number is 760-322-2268.
And where's your store?
We are right on Palm Canyon Drive in the Design District. Foley and Stinette Interior Design. Our studio is there. Stop by, say hello.
But check out the website.
Check out the website. There's
a lot to see. Beautiful stuff.
A lot to see. And go to the place everybody goes to, the before and after.
Oh, yes.
That's the most exciting.
I love that kind of thing.
Big changes.
I'm going to do that with my facelift. I love it when you're here. Thank you.
I love being here with you, Joey.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.